Hey everyone, welcome to Five More Minutes, the show where two friends relive their childhoods and, in some cases, some learn about everything they missed out on. I'm Kendra.
And I'm Scott.
Hell yeah, you're bitch.
Really mixing up that intro time, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was also turning down the volume on my phone just in case sometime later I open something and then it's like full blast. Why do you always start barking when we start recording?
She can sense it.
Damn, bitch.
Damn, bitch.
Barks at nothing a lot, honestly.
It's normal dog things, I think.
Yeah. So I've gotten like 4 shoe deliveries in the last week, and I'm supposed to get another pair soon.
I have all those Yeezys are on the way.
Yeehaw.
So, yeah, but after buying those wheels and tires, probably need to give it another month here, take a break.
To take a break again. My Dunks are supposed to come on Friday, I think.
Nice.
And then one of the pairs of shoes were the ones I got from Megan's wedding, so I don't really count those that much, but
yeah, makes sense.
But I might go for those one Dunks that I come out on the same day as the fives, the burgundy fives. The Yuri Hajnmanaha Dunks.
Gotcha.
They're selling right now for like $800.
Oh, so you kind of like have to go for them, is what you're saying.
Did you like that? The airships came with this owner's manual.
It's pretty cool. It's not bad.
I was really confused about what it was when I like took it out of the box, though. I was like, what the hell is this like brochure? But it does have an anatomically correct sock liner, and that is very important.
There you go. I mean, it's got to be what you have. I think they try to make those pretty accurate to like the ones that came out in 84 or whenever this was.
Yeah, I think I'm going to break those out on the first day of school.
Nice. Be a good back to school wear. When's your first day?
I think the freshman only day is Tuesday.
Tuesday?
No. Our first day of school is 2 weeks from today.
Oh, gotcha.
And nice. The freshman only day is the 29th. And I just have to be there.
Got to be there and pretend to be alive.
Yeah. And I'm trying to get like all my stuff done. Like, so I make this course reader for my college class, which is basically just chapters from two books that I copied and put together. But, the print shop doesn't bind things. And last year, one of the vice principals, she's a principal now, but she had one of these. She had some of the aides in student services do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to come. Like, big orders take like 10 days. Yesterday was the first day we could order prints, but I didn't get to it until today. But I used some of my classroom budget that I get reimbursed for to order one of these, so I can just do it myself. But I'm really hoping that they come on like Monday, the 28th, so that I can have them on the first day.
Yeah,
because this helps weed kids out. If you hand this to a kid who didn't really want to take the college class on the first day, they literally go to their advisor and then don't, their counselor, and don't.
They're like, get me out of here.
Yeah. But it took like, so they don't give us any sort of freaking PDF software. Like, we don't have PDF software, which I think is stupid.
Like no PDF reader or anything?
We can read stuff, but we don't have any way to like merge files. And all the free ones have like file image sizes or like an amount of tasks you can do per like hour.
Yeah.
And the chapter files are like too big for me to like merge them all together. So I have to upload every single PDF separately to the print shop thing in the correct order. And it literally took almost 2 hours to upload like 15 chapters.
That's pretty cool.
It's so slow. Like, I can't imagine if I was doing it at school with slow internet.
Yeah, that would be like, no fun.
Yeah. But, I've been procrastinating a lot, and I'm not really excited.
You could just bring a bunch of PDFs and email me. I could just put them together in, like, 5 seconds.
Well.
If you want it in the future.
Last year, I tried. It sucks because a lot of the good ones, you can't pay the month price and get all the stuff. You have to like pay like the full price to get like some of the tools.
Yeah.
And when I went through and tried to put page numbers on the bottom of them, I did it on like an online one or something, and then it like didn't save the numbers.
Nice.
Like I did it once and it didn't save any of the numbers, and then I did it again, but the pages all like load different sizes. So on some of them, the number is like literally this big, and then on some of them, it's like this small, and then some of them still don't have numbers. It's so stupid.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Keeps you guessing.
I'm drinking a butterbeer.
A butterbeer. Wow. Mm-hmm. In the Harry Potter mood.
It's a Zevia cream soda that has zero calories, which in my opinion is the best one because there's not that much you can do wrong with a cream soda.
True.
Like the lemon lime, like Sprite one is like okay also, but the cream soda one is definitely the best.
It's that good stuff, huh?
Yeah. The nice. Mountain Zevia, not great. And
is earlier, that supposed to be Mountain Dew or whatever?
Yeah, there's also a Dr. Zevia, and that one's okay. It's not the same.
Makes sense.
I was so thirsty after CrossFit and then before our softball workouts that I went to a Pick-a-Pop and got a fountain, a Powerade with a splash of Sprite in it, and then I ate all the ice. I also drank the entire Powerade, then filled it with water and drank it, then ate the ice.
Wow.
But it is also like 107, so.
Yeah, it's been nutty. Our AC can't hang anymore. It still stays like 75, so I can't complain too much, but can't get colder than that.
Get it fixed?
Yeah, it's fixed now. But I'm just saying, even like it as it is working, can't keep up with 108, you know?
Mine's pretty good because it got replaced last year, whatever.
Yeah, but my blower is the only thing that got replaced, so it's still the same old shitty AC. Yeah.
It doesn't work super great in the living room since there's just one of these for the whole downstairs.
Yeah.
But it works okay. Like, if I turned the fan on instead of auto, it'd probably flow a little bit better. Mm. But it got, yesterday, we had the door shut in the other room because there's also, like, little toys and shit in there, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't want Memphis, I don't know. It's, anyways, but, it was like so hot in there. But to like open this door, I usually leave this one shut because I have a bunch of shit in here. But like open, like, and it cooled down. Like if both the doors are open and both the fans are on, it cools that room down pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming they didn't put one in there since the room was not being used. Like there was nothing in that room.
Yeah. No point really.
Oh, did you see my Lego?
Your Lego shoe? Nice.
Yeah. It was a bitch. And I thought it was going to have stickers because it's in the directions. Like, putting stickers here and here is literally the last step of the instructions. And there's no stickers. And I was mad.
Those punks.
Yeah, also the directions, not very good. Like, have I showed it to you?
No. Makes sense. Those, like, third-party Lego bricks usually aren't very good.
No idea what you said.
Well, yeah.
It's not real brand, you know. It's not, like, real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then... it only shows you, like, one side of it. So it tells you, like, all the pieces you need. But then it only shows you, like, one side of the model. So on some of the more complicated levels, it's kind of hard to see, like, especially when you get, like, the angular pieces and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, all these ones where it's, like, a bunch of red. And sometimes you have to, like, stack some of them together before you put them on there, even though they go underneath. And there, since they're so little, it was, like, hard to stack.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but there was, like a lot of extra pieces, which I was really surprised
by. Oh, sure are.
Yeah.
Like, I expecting thought that people I still lose had them.
Stuff to do.
Oh, a whole nother shoe to build. Shit.
Yeah. In other news, I'm really mad at my Dice Instagram, and I don't understand how I can have 4,500 followers and still get zero, like, no content interaction. And that's why I stopped posting. And I almost feel like I need to just like make a new Instagram, but I also don't really want to do that.
Just like,
because I looked it up and it was like, name. If you're having trouble gaining whatever, you should just make a new one. And I was like, I've had this for 3 years. I don't want to make a new one.
Yeah.
But then like I'll post something and it'll get like no views. And then if you look at like the breakdown of my interactions, like most of the people seeing my stuff's not my followers. So again, like, why are they going to buy my stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But anyways, if you're listening to this, I'm going to plug it at the beginning of the episode because I have dice in my shop still. And I think that the whole Etsy mishap kind of did me dirty on that last update since one person bought like a bunch of dice and then it went offline. But
Yeah.
If you go to brokenbowdiceshop.com, it takes you to my Etsy shop, and everything is 15% off if you use the code SUMMER15.
Ooh, look out.
Yeah.
Get them deals.
Yeah, and I send you like stickers.
Yeah, you get free stickers.
And actually, here, I'm going to hold the QR code up. And if you're watching this on YouTube, pause it and just scan the QR code. It'll take you. Nate, you can test it out. Leave a comment if it works. Just let me know. Make sure it works. Let me know, Nate. Leave a comment.
Do it. Nice.
Anyways, yeah, so do you have anything else to talk about? Oh, this is the first time recording after Scott got married.
Yeah. We had a fun little ceremony. Kendra did a good job. Father Waters.
Hell Reverend. Yeah. I keep finding freaking sticky notes all around my house to say holy water and shit.
She's putting them out or what?
Yeah, like on my espresso machine, on my drinking cup. Like, like
anything you got, like, is.
Bitch, what are you doing?
Holy waters. Yeah, no, it was good. Everything turned out all right. It didn't like downpour rain. It wasn't like 104. So, you know, we take those as wins.
Yeah, it was a little breezy, but not bad. I did have to like adjust to the, I don't know if you noticed, I think when Cheyenne was doing her vows, I had to like, there was like a thing flapping.
Oh.
Like one of the like pieces of fabric. And I just like wrapped it around because it was like fluttering. Like.
And I did not notice.
This is not great. I'm going to tie this around the post, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheyenne's been going through. There's so many pictures. So she has to like choose which ones she wants to get like edited. Mm. So she's been sorting those. And I guess I could send you the link too.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that's been fun. There's some interesting ones in there.
I'm pretty sure she took one while we were walking out of the vines. And I think I'm like either have my eyes closed or I'm like looking at my feet.
Both of us are, because yeah, like, I didn't know
she was gonna be there, and I was like not prepared for like a picture.
Yeah, and half the time I was like, okay, I'm coming out of this archway, maybe look at my feet so I don't like trip on something.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I'm like squinting really bad at the during the thing because my eyes like burn when I don't have sunglasses on.
Yeah, couldn't wear sunglasses. Dang it.
Yeah, I am kind of sad that the only picture she had us take was like a stupid one.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
Like, I literally feel like we were all putting our hands in to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go, team.
Like, I get the like symbolism, but also no.
Yeah. Well, Cheyenne was not a fan. Like, she had us do like the weird tug of war picture. Oh, yeah. And like the Who dumb stuff that like lady? That. She's one of the people at Cheyenne's school, like, that she teaches with. So. Yeah, she's like a sped teacher or something. Mm. But I mean, free pictures, can't really go wrong. She almost, yeah. Yeah, I mean, she did eat shit on the pavement. So yeah, that was interesting. Apparently, after they all got back here, she fell again, like here locally. So she's just having a roll.
Yeah. Huh.
But yeah, other than that, not too much. Just normal work. Hopefully do some golf on Saturday and
hell yeah,
have a good old time, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna golf.
Yeah,
I was gonna go golfing by myself this week, but I didn't have time over the weekend. Well, I didn't really want to. I was like, oh, I'll wait till a weekday just in case it's like kind of busy. But then it was like 100 degrees, and I was like, yeah. I actually don't, because I was gonna walk, and I was like, I actually don't want to go walk 9 holes of golf in this weather, like, because I have to walk my dog before it gets too hot, and then like we have softball conditioning at like 2, and so if I want to go to CrossFit, like I just didn't have time to like
do it all.
Yeah, do all that.
Yeah, but I would not want to walk.
I'd be down to walk like 9. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to walk 18.
No, it's a long day. Maybe if you had a caddy.
And at that, when I went golfing with Nick, I got a birdie on that
nice
golf course, and I had never golfed before. And I don't remember anything else about it, but
it's all that matters. It's what stands out.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, we're gonna talk about The Witcher. Scott watched like all of it on Sunday.
Yeah, I freaking did a whole binge, and we watched every one.
Hell yeah. I will tell you, I was a little disappointed because I couldn't remember if there were supposed to be 8 episodes or 10 episodes in a season. Right. But when they released the first half, they released 5. So we finished the 3rd episode, and in my head, I was still thinking there was going to be more episodes, and then there wasn't. And then I was really pissed because how are we supposed to get, like, is he playing Geralt or is he playing someone else? And, like, you know what I mean? Like, they just all left on a separate thingy with the same thingy, and, like, now Geralt's not Geralt or, like, what? Anyways, we can talk about that more at the end, but okay. I was really mad.
All right.
Got something to build up to. Liam Hemsworth playing a different Witcher? Like, this, so he's just straight up replacing him?
Yeah.
I thought they were going to do something cool.
I thought they were too. But yeah, I guess we can kind of talk about that at the end. So I guess if you haven't watched the new season of The Witcher,
go do it.
Go do that first.
Come back in like 9 hours.
Yeah. Have a good old time. Well, luckily, most of them are 45 minutes, so it's not that bad. Could be worse.
So they're going to address his sudden change of pace.
Yeah, I heard, like, the director, whoever, is like, it will be a seamless transition or whatever. And I was like, I don't see how you can.
I mean, we all know that I love Liam Hemsworth. Like, to me, he is my favorite. He is the favorite Hemsworth. The third one's kind of weird. So look at pictures of them. All he doesn't get the good looks gene.
Right.
But, like, I just don't know how you do that seamlessly, I guess.
No. And
like, they don't look the same.
No. No, they don't. So I feel like they had ways to do it in this season that they didn't. But I guess we can kind of start at the beginning.
Yeah, you watched the beginning a little bit more recently than me. So maybe because I watched the first 5 when they came out in June or whatever.
Yeah, so really we just kind of come back, and at the end of the last season, you know, they had their problems and their issues, but Geralt, Yennefer, and Ciri are all kind of one group now.
They're a unit.
They are a unit.
Just like Warhammer's just unit.
Like Warhammer. So they're all traveling around. Everyone's really searching for Ciri, so they're like keeping their heads down, being super shady, you know.
They're like moving around a lot and stuff.
Yeah, every time. It shows, like, it's almost like a montage. There's like 3 or 4 different places it shows them at. And like every time someone comes in, even like remotely recognizes one of them, he's like, we're leaving. We're going now. And then they leave. So they're doing that the whole time. The whole time Yennefer's being like cute and sweet and wanting to get back with him because she like totally betrayed his trust at the end of the last season. So he's like cold shouldering her super hard at the beginning. But over time, they start to reconnect. So that was cute, I guess. And there's this crazy burnt face fire mage that is still after them. So that's primarily who they're on the run from. But at the end of last season, we learned that Ciri's dad is alive and he's like the head of Syntra. And he is actively sending out search parties to find her as well. So she's like being searched by from every angle. All the people want her. Because also there's a group of elves with Francesca and her people. They want to find Ciri too, just like everybody else, because she has elven blood and this and that, and they want her for some kind of elvish thing. There was a few motivations that I was a little confused on throughout the season.
Yeah, but it's also kind of hard because there's not that many episodes, but then there's also like a long time in between seasons. And I mean, that was how come I did the episode where it was like the recap, but even me doing the recap, there's just like too much like stuff. I feel like with like the elves, I have the book on my Kindle. I should read it.
So I was just scrolling through like a summary, and apparently Francesca and the elves, well, mostly Francesca, because you learn that people, she's kind of doing her own thing and she's being kind of crazy leader-ish. But she believes that Ciri will lead them to like the elven land of paradise, because she doesn't believe humans and elves can coexist together. So that's why she's after her. But all of the people under her are kind of like, hey, you know, we could exist with everybody. You know, let's all share the land. And she's
also,
like, no.
Is she the one who had the baby? Because I get them confused.
Yes, she is.
And what? I can't remember this, but wasn't it like hard for her to have, like, wasn't it like a miracle that the baby was born?
Yeah, it was a miracle that it was born. So that was why it was even worse when it was taken away. Started that whole nonsense. Yeah. And then there's also freaking Redania, that crazy place. They have the weird young king and his goofy ass brother.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Sorry, I'm interrupting mm-hmm. you, but because I was looking this up the other day and I didn't even mean to look this part up, but I guess in the books, it's a dad and a son.
Oh, instead of brothers?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
But they also have the weird bald guy, the spy master, Dijkstra, mm-hmm. and what was the girl that was with him called? Philippa,
mm-hmm.
the sorceress. So they all want to find Ciri for their own reasons, too. It's like Geralt, Ciri, and Yennefer, like the epicenter of everything that ever wants to happen ever.
I think it's hard for me to keep track of names in shows when everyone has like three syllable names that are spelled weird, because I have the hardest time remembering like
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah. <names. laughs> I forgot they meet up eventually with Geralt's dwarf friend Yarpen. Mm-hmm. And then that's when it kind of goes to crap, because they go to like this masquerade night that's in the nearby city. And then sure enough, a monster that is trying to sniff out Ciri shows up and chases him out, and he's like, oh shit, we have to leave again. But they do reunite with Yaskier to set a trap for everybody, kind of use her as bait. And mm-hmm. basically it ends with her being bait and then everyone converging here.
Literally everyone.
The elves show up. There's a big fight. And I mean, it is just like pure chaos. Rience comes, he's the fire mage, he's trying to take her.
Mm.
There's some portal shenanigans that they mm-hmm. have to deal with. But it ends with Geralt being able to snap Rience's hands like backwards. He like breaks them so he can't do magic. And then they leave him in this portal and he jumps back out. So that was kind of a crazy fight. It's like, because then Yarpen had all the dwarves helping and there was like dwarves and elves and mages and everybody was fighting. And it's like, oh my God. It's like the first episode, dude. Let's calm down.
Yeah.
And the whole time, I guess it's worth mentioning that Yennefer is trying to train Ciri in magic. That's like her goal, is trying to get her to learn. And she's having a tough time learning. It's not really working that well. So they end the episode. Rience, the fire mage, returns to his master. His master fixes his broken hands, but we can't see who it is yet. Elsewhere, Emir, Ciri's father, he burns all the old portraits he has of his family and only keeps a picture of Ciri. I don't really know why, but
yeah, I feel like I need more information on exactly, or like maybe we're going to learn that in the next season. Like what exactly like happened with him? Because like, how did he become king of a different place if he was supposed to be dead? Like, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, he was, because no one really expected him to be alive. And then mm-hmm. he just showed up at the end of last season. So there's still some things we don't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide that the best way to teach Ciri magic is to bring her to Yennefer's mage school, which is Artusa. She spent all that time there as a young mage learning everything. And she's like, if anyone can teach you, it's the folks there. So I'm kind of summarizing a lot because these episode synopsises are huge.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time, you know, Rience, they're on the track of him. They kind of split up. Yaskier and Geralt go to try to find more information about him and his master. And Yennefer and Ciri head towards Artusa. And, mm-hmm. you know, they never stay together. You know, they always have to split up for shenanigans. So then Istrid pops back up. I had totally forgot about him, that one guy mage that Yennefer used to date. He's kind of doing his own thing in the background, trying to find things out about kind of the bad mages too.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually Triss comes back in, who is, you know, kind of a classmate with Yennefer, another mm-hmm. mage, and she's been helping at Artusa with young mages, but they are disappearing. So it's not going that well.
Mm-hmm. Also, did Nilfgaard used to belong to the elves, or am I making that up in my brain?
I don't know.
Because they don't like, there's some sort of thing with the elves and the Nilfgaards, Nilfgaardians.
Yeah, Nilfgaard. I mean, it seemed like in the first two seasons they were very against elves. I mean, maybe I'm speaking wrong because there's so many agencies, but no one really got along. Everyone was like fighting each other. And it's only in like this season people start. Guardians
are half elves or people who have some elven blood. So maybe that's why they don't like each other.
Maybe. Yeah, so they spend time traveling. Yennefer keeps calling Ciri my ugly one because that is what she was called when she was a little mage. Mm-hmm. But on their travels, Ciri keeps getting these visions. Like she's getting visions of the future and what will happen. And she keeps freaking out because she wants to save people that she's seen will die. But Yennefer's kind of like, hey, you don't know. If you do this, you might cause more problems in the future. You kind of have to control it. And we need to keep a low profile because people want us. And if we cause a commotion, they're going to find us.
Definitely causes a couple commotions.
It does. So they get to the point where they're going to use a portal to get to Aretusa. And this guy shows up with a little kid, like a slave type thing. And Ciri has a vision that wherever he is taking this child, he's going to get like beat and probably killed. It looks pretty rough. So she takes a knife, cuts the rope, frees the kid, and maybe like, run, get out of here. And then obviously the like bounty hunter, or whatever this guy is super mad. So then Yennefer kills him. But they burn a bridge there because now all of a sudden, it's like, oh, it's this guy. He's part of this, like, you know, band of thieves and ruffians. And now they're probably going to come here and like burn this whole town. And this would not have happened if you had just let him go. So basically, Yennefer guilt trips Ciri and being like, you interfered. This whole village is probably dead because of you. And then Yennefer also gives her a vision of her own past to Ciri to be like, okay, listen, I didn't always have power. I was not always in this position. I came up through a lot of shit. So acknowledge that. Yeah. So we get some sneak peeks into Aretusa. They got the Brotherhood. That's all the mages. That's like another group we got to deal with. There's a lot of groups. So Stregobor, he's like kind of the grumpy old. He's not like a head mage because they're all kind of similar power positions, but he's on the council. He wants Ciri to be killed, but Tisea and Triss. So Tisea was Yennefer's magic teacher and kind of the overseer of the female mages. They're telling them we need to regroup. We need to plan this because anything drastic is just going to be bad. Tisea is in love with Vilgefortz, which is a ridiculous name, but he is also one of the kind of lead mages around there. So they're kind of agreeing with each other. He gives her like a cute little bracelet. They're in love. Goody goody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boning.
I was just going to skip over this part because it has like no story relevance, but apparently Dijkstra really likes to be whipped by Philippa. The guy in Retania, he's like getting whipped on the back and he's like, and there's like some kind of weird power thing going on.
Which
there.
One of those two is the guy with the bird spies?
Dijkstra. Okay. Dijkstra, yeah. So he's the spy master. But that was a weird little thing that we saw. I don't really know why. It seemed unnecessary. But Geralt and Jaskier go to Codringer and Fens, who are like these old, they're basically librarians and keepers of knowledge. They kind of have the DL on everything that goes on.
I'm a keeper of knowledge.
Are you?
Yep.
Depends on the knowledge.
Nope. All knowledge.
All knowledge. Wow. Surprised you're not in a more academic field.
I'm a teacher.
Yeah, you should be like Einstein, like a genius or whatever.
Eh.
Eh, overrated.
If my IQ test is accurate, I am gifted.
So gifted.
Yeah.
Okay. So they don't get too much. They do hear that Rience has a master and they kind of get a direction to go, but they won't tell him anything, basically, because they know they'll die. But then Rience finds out that Geralt and Jaskier are asking about him. He goes there and he torches the whole place. But he didn't kill the cat. So that's a good thing.
How kind.
Yep. We do get introduced back to Fringilla, who was a mage for, was she in Nilfgaard? I think she was the first two seasons. But basically when things went bad at Sodden, after Yennefer burned everything, she got captured. And now her only job is to drink wine and make sure it isn't poisoned.
Hey, so, I mean, there's worse jobs.
There's worse jobs. So she's getting drunk all day. People are dying all around her, though. So it's not good. She's able to hide herself in a body bag when some of her fellow prisoners die and she gets tossed out. And then we find Kahir again, who's that guy with the weird face.
Yeah. And he kind of reminds me of Matthew McConaughey.
I can see that.
Yeah.
His hair, he's like a budget McConaughey with a worse hairline. So he runs into some elf friends. He's doing like grunt work because he also betrayed the dude last time and yada yada. It's not great. He's doing it because he likes the dude, but he's got a shitty life right now.
Sometimes you just gotta like the dude.
Yeah. You gotta like the dude. So that was kind of episode two, roughly. We might almost have to break this up into two episodes.
It is a lot. Yeah, that's only episode two, Jesus.
Yeah. I got through reading episode one. I was like, oh yeah, that all did happen in the first episode. So yeah, episode three is called Reunion.
Although I feel like the last three episodes go pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So Yaskir has got back together with his like mistress or whatever. So we see them hanging out. And
he's either bi or gay, though. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he's definitely bi. spoiler alert.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah. But he is developing a crush on Prince Radovid, and that's the Redanian people. They're all dressed in red or whatever, if it helps you remember.
Very eccentric. He kind of reminds me of Jared Leto.
Yeah, kind of like he's trying to act like him a little bit, kind of quirky, kind of like unhinged slightly. But he's like trying to prove himself that he's not, you know, some dumb idiot that just drinks all day. So he's like trying to plot with Philippa on how to get Siri. Is that Siri? The
guy who is always having like orgy parties too?
Yeah. You know, good times.
That's how I have fun.
Yeah. So what are we doing here? Oh, Geralt and Yaskir hook back up. I must have skipped this part in episode two, but Geralt, on his path to go find Rhiant, the fire mage, the information that he did get from the librarian pushes him to this castle. And he goes there. He goes alone. He's like, Yaskir, don't come. It's going to be dangerous. I don't want to deal with it. So he goes alone. He does find this creepy ass castle. And in the basement, there's like these monsters and all this like flesh hanging off the wall. Yeah, it's and weird like things. Goop and nastiness. You get more into like the actual Witcher monster type deal. But there's like a bunch of like female heads just like hanging on like weird little flesh arms. And they're like talking to him and they're like, you know, help us and blah, blah, blah. But then it turns out that their decapitated heads were just put on there and they're all their bodies had been merged into like one being. So there's like tons of arms and legs and it tries to attack Geralt and kill him. He is able to kill the monster, but in turn, all of the faces die because they were, you know, attached to their bodies by life, I guess, magic. But in that process, Geralt does find one unharmed girl that he is able to save. And all she says when he finds her is just like, I'm Siri. And she's made to like dress. She has the same hair and eyes, but you know, she obviously looks slightly different. So she's like, he's like, you're not Siri. What is going on here? Something's weird. So he gets Yaskir back with him and they take Taryn, is her name, not Siri, to a healer named Annika. And Annika and her friend Otto live out in this little cottage. He's a werewolf, apparently. That's kind of weird detail to throw in as well. But they give her...
Well, isn't that because she takes his necklace off and then he starts to freak out?
Yeah, basically, he's a werewolf, and basically the only thing holding him together is this necklace he has to keep close to his chest. It's got a pendant on it. And he's very grateful because back in the day, Geralt found it for him and let him lead this normal life. Mm-hmm. So they help Geralt to try to break this spell that's been put on her. And she tells him, is like, well, man, this is like crazy spell. It has like so many magics all woven into one. This has to be like someone really old and an expert. I don't know who could have done it. They try to break that spell and try to figure out who was experimenting on her. In the meantime, Ciri and Yennefer, they go to a dwarf bank. They get some money. Yennefer meets back up with Taseya in secret and being like, hey, I know we had a bad time in the past couple seasons after all the things that I did, but can I come back to Artusa with Ciri? Mm-hmm. And eventually they say yes, but that she'd need to beg forgiveness from the rest of the council. And she agrees. She's not a fan of it, but it's what must be done. In typical Ciri fashion, she keeps causing problems in the city while this is happening. She has like an escort bringing her around, and they go to see this.
Not a very good escort. Not a very good
escort. And he basically, they go to watch this essentially like a circus ring. And this guy like busts out a cage. He's like, I've got a basilisk here. And she's like, you're an idiot. That's a wyvern. It's like a baby. And so they're arguing. She's causing a scene, like always. And then it gets out and she has to basically capture it. And then the escort, the teenage banker, punches the guy in the face. And they're like, let's get out of here. And then some foreshadowing, she gets pickpocketed by someone who steals her knife and her money. Mm-hmm. She gives her knife back to kill the wyvern, but then she steals all her money and leaves. And we don't know anything else about her yet. Mystery. Let's see. So, Dijkstra, bald spy master of Redania in red, they are dealing with, their king is crazy. He's like the brother to that unhinged guy we were talking about. No one can make any sense of what he's doing. Like, he's kind of a wild card. So he's trying to make deals with Nilfgaard, even though Dijkstra and Philip are like, hey, you can't do this. This is going to go bad. It's not good. And basically, he's trying to figure out a way to manipulate the king. He's like, okay, I can't let him make decisions anymore. It's going to go bad. I need to make myself relevant. Him and his dumb brother are like, you know, being dumb and shit.
Yeah,
they're going to ruin everything.
That's how it is.
Yeah. So they are able to, Geralt and Yaskir, get the potion to work on this fake Ciri, and they learn a little bit more about the person that did this to her. She said all she heard was a funny voice that was kind of putting the spells on her, which is not a lot to go on, but it's something. And she's still slightly controlled because this is when, like you said, she rips the amulet off of the werewolf trying to cause chaos and everything, but they're able to get more elixir in her and solve the problem, basically put her down. So now we're at Artusa. Ciri and Yennefer have made it. They basically plan a party. They're like, hey, you know what would get everyone on the same page and think about peace? We have a humdinger of a party, you know? We get all the people together, we get booze, we hang out. So they try to plan a conclave, and eventually everyone agrees after much convincing from Yennefer and kind of bending the knee and saying, yeah, I'm an idiot. Sorry about everything I did before.
It's always about bending the knee.
Yep. So we learn that Rience is kind of being, he's a fire mage. I feel like I have to say this every time to try to keep things straight.
He's the guy with the messed up face.
Got a messed up face because he plays with fire. It's revealed that he's working with this mage, Lydia, who has an illusion for a face and can communicate telepathically. But apparently she was in some kind of a horrific accident that like destroyed her lower jaw. So she's a liar. Kahir is doing his own thing. He has to betray a very old elf friend. And then essentially Emir, Ciri's father, wants him to make a pact with the elves and they can join up and go get Ciri. So that is episode 3.
Damn.
I know. I don't know if I want to keep doing this for every episode. Let me get a quick rehash of this one.
Booyah, bitch.
Booyah.
My computer is running slow every time we use Zoom.
Yeah, you do keep like freezing. You're not like cutting out, but
yeah, you're cutting out a little bit, but it doesn't usually affect the audio unless it's like really, 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 really bad. So should be fine.
Fingers crossed. So continuing, like I said, giant mage party. That's what they're trying to do. Stregobor is not pleased. He's kind of the old guy who doesn't like Yennefer at all. But she has the support of the council to plan this conclave. So now they need to start getting the word out to people, be like, okay, everyone come to this, you know, all the mages from every kingdom come and let's collaborate, find a way to peace.
Mm-hmm.
And then Geralt is coming to Eratusa too, so he can help find this mage, this leader of the fire mage, Rience, who's causing all this problem. So they're like, mm-hmm. That's their main goal. They want to flush him out.
Also, something that we glossed over from like the first episode and sprinkled throughout here is like Yennefer like writing letters to Geralt.
Yeah.
Like love letters.
She's doing little cutesy things like, hello, friend. Yeah. You know, you won't talk to me, but at this point, now they're having the party, they're kind of back together again.
Yeah. So they like the letters have done their duty.
They did their job. He eventually wrote her one letter back and she's like, oh man, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to Eratusa. Blah blah blah. I can skip that. So Dijkstra and Philippa are the Redania ones with the crazy king.
Has the thing in what episode? And I think it might have been after the last one. So because in episode 3, Ciri and Yennefer have like a spat because of the way Yennefer is acting with like Taseya and like her other friends. And
that then was, Ciri, yeah.
Did you mention that? And I just wasn't paying attention.
I didn't mention it, but yeah, it was right at the end of the last one.
Yeah, because Ciri's like riding a horse trying to find Geralt and these like
like phantom ghost knights
are like catching up to her like right when she gets to Geralt.
Yeah.
And then Geralt and Ciri and Yaskir, I think, are like taking a ferry to Eratusa.
Yeah. And they do some monster hunting on the ferry.
Yeah.
But essentially
I think that's how they like get their passage across or whatever.
Yeah. And essentially for those that know the game, it's the Wild Hunt that is chasing her. And people are like, oh man, you like somehow made spheres open up to each other so they can like pass through and this and that. Still not entirely sure, but yeah. So Dijkstra and Philippa, Dijkstra ends up doing his scheming. He's a spy master. He's tired of this annoying king and his brother. He basically stages that this Nilfgaard deal goes bad and he has the queen killed. And her head is sent in a box to the king. And he obviously freaks out. And Dijkstra's like, okay, it's all right. We'll make him pay. And then it's revealed that he's the one that planned it. And he's like having a candid conversation with the crazy brother. He's like, you think he's going to believe you? He's the one that trusts me the most right now. So deal with that. So he's like back in. So then we're on the ferry. They do kill a monster to get to Eratusa, kind of glossing over that, but you know, normal Witcher monster things. They have to throw a monster in every now and then, otherwise it's not a Witcher. Yeah, so, and that was Queen, I thought it was funny, her name was Hedwig.
Yeah.
but Yennefer goes to them, appeals to Philippa and say, hey, we're having this conclave. We want you to come. And they're like, ah, all right, fine. But people along the way are messing with Yennefer's portals. They're like trying to kill her. So it's like very clear that there's a bad mage that's trying to do not good things. He's getting to her. Geralt tells them what he found in Terran, the fake Siri, and, you know, the crazy monsters. And they're like, okay, someone's doing this. And then it ties into Triss's missing mages from Arethusa. She's like, all of them missing have elven blood. This can't be a coincidence. We never lose like this many in a year, you know? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So they all meet up at Arethusa now. And they get ready for the ball. And they're like, woo, it's going to be fun.
But also, they don't, Siri and Yaskier don't go all the way to Arethusa for the right. party.
For the ball, they stay in this little shack that's like on the outskirts with like a protection spell over it to get them through the night.
And they play card games.
And they play cards and they have a good old time together.
Yaskier has like big brother energy.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So one of the things that Siri saw along the way was this messenger getting shot in the neck by an arrow. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he was working for the spy master and he was supposed to bring reinforcements to Arethusa for schemes, but he is shot and killed. So he does not ever deliver that message, which will be important in a little bit. So Triss and Istrid meet up and they're kind of the ones trying to find who's doing this to the young mages. They're like, okay, we need to turn our attention here. We're looking for this crazy book. And then they see, in like kind of a magic tracking spell, I guess you could say, that Stregobor is the one that has the book. So let's see. They believe that Stregobor is behind all this now. They're like, he has the book. He hates elves, all the ones that have elven blood. It's got to be him that's in charge of Rience. So they try to plot something to kill him, but they let it play out at the party. Which the party was like one of my favorite episodes because seeing Geralt at like a party setting was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it's like fancy shirt on, you know, they're drinking wine and stuff. He
seems a little bit annoyed in some regard also, I think.
Oh, absolutely. So this episode is kind of confusing to walk through. So I'm going to like summarize.
Yeah.
They're at the party. They think Stregobor's the guy. They basically work. Geralt and Yennefer work with Triss and Istrid to get to Stregobor's room, find the book, be like, you did it. You're going to trial.
I also kind of like the way that they did this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if it's between 5 and 6 or what, where you see it happen one way and then they go back and they fill in all the other conversations that you didn't, that you saw from afar. Like you saw these two people talking, but you,
what?
You hear that sound?
Uh-uh.
Weird. Anyways, yeah, you see all these other conversations happening, but you either heard none of the conversation, or like I think when Geralt talks to Vilgefortz, so you get like a part of it, but then the second time you get the whole conversation.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked that because it, when the episode ended, it made you really wonder like what was happening. And I think, and then when the next episode started, I feel like it like rewound a little bit and
it
then,
did like, yeah started over. It started right at the beginning, but it was cool, like you're saying, because the whole time you're like, I think I know what's going on, and then the next episode comes, you're like, oh, this is what was actually going on. And it basically shows them, you know, putting together this elaborate plot, get Stregobor, got him, going to trial, bitch. But then at the end they're like, wait, they put a couple things together and they're like, this still doesn't make sense. Vilgefortz was talking to Geralt about war, and it's like, this is a peace conclave. Why is he talking about knowing that fighting's going to happen? And then they put it together. They're like, oh, Stregobor is like a total douchebag, but he's not the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have to try to get Siri out of there. But instead of
he framed Stregobor, I think.
Yeah. He put all of his, like the girl's stuff and his belongings with the book. So it looked really bad for him. And the guy that was supposed to bring reinforcements that got shot, he never made it. So now Nilfgaard and the elves show up instead. So Redania is screwed. Like, Redania has the upper hand. They basically ambush everybody and they're like, okay, we're in charge here. We're finding Siri and doing this and that. And it was kind of funny because they're like taking prisoners and whatever. but they're like, what do you want to do, Geralt? Like, whose side are you on? He's like, I'm not on any side. So he's just like sitting in the corner. He's like not shackled. They don't like capture him or anything. And everyone's figuring out what's going on. But then essentially,
wait, did that happen like instantly after? Because I thought, I felt like something else happened first.
That's pretty much, I mean, I'm summarizing. You're right.
I'm just feeling like that, I think, maybe because of the break in the episodes.
Yeah. So everyone's still after Ciri. Redania had the upper hand at first, but then Nilfgaard showed up with the elves. And
yeah,
it is confirmed that Vilgefortz is a bad guy. To say I feel super betrayed because they're like in love or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he opens the portal to let the elves in to Arethusa. And then giant fights break out. You got elves versus the mages, Redanians versus the mages. It's like an all-out brawl of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
During this time, Geralt is able to get out of the tower. He goes to Ciri in the shack. She had run away because she knew things were going down.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to meet back up. And then Yennefer meets up with them also. And they finally kill Rience, the fire mage, who pops up and tries to take Ciri. It was
very dramatic, actually, because I think Ciri found Yennefer first, and then Geralt comes from behind and she like throws him his sword and he just like chops his head off.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, but I kind of figured, I was like, man, we've been chasing this guy for like a season and that's all it is. He just gets his head cut off.
That's true,
but you know, it is what it is. Yeah. He served his purpose, I guess.
And then right after that, I think, is when Tisea has gone up to that one spot and she's like doing the lightning thing, because then Yennefer's like, I have to go, that's like a witch's last resort to like, because she's channeling like so much chaos or whatever, like through her, that it's like draining her of like she ages a lot.
Yeah, her hair turns like totally white.
She looked kind of hot like that though.
Yeah, you kind of like that, kind of like the older, I don't know what it's called when it's a lady witch, it's not a silver fox. what is the lady?
I don't know.
I
don't know the lingo, man.
Damn it. It'll come to me. But this whole fighting's going on. Like you said, Yennefer sees that. She's like, I gotta go back. So now it's just Geralt and Ciri trying to get out of here. He gets down to the beach, and then Vilgefortz is waiting for him.
Well, but you know, you skipped a part.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because, weird face.
Yeah, Cahir, because he comes like riding up on a horse, and then he's like, no, I don't want to fight. Like Ciri's trying to like fight him, and I thought that was interesting, like his like remorse for doing what he was told basically without questioning it, I guess,
because he was originally the one that kidnapped Ciri in the very beginning
very beginning, which is why she wants to kill him.
Yeah, she basically thinks he ruined her life, and he doesn't disagree. He's like, go ahead, kill me, I'm trying to make amends.
And he like kneels down, but then these other people come and he's like, you guys go, I'll do whatever.
I'll distract them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after they get away, Vilgefortz and Geralt find each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically,
and Ciri just like leaves and like heads towards
the crazy tower.
The tower, which I can't remember what it's called, but
I can't remember either. But there's this crazy tower next to Arethusa. It's like on the beach. And she just heads right for it. And Geralt is going to try to kill Vilgefortz. And unfortunately, it does not go very well for Geralt. Vilgefortz is very powerful. He has a lot of magic. He's
kind of like Darth Maul.
Yeah, he's got a crazy like steel mage staff. And he just beats the hell out of Geralt.
It's very grotesque.
Shatters his leg. He breaks his back. He basically leaves him on the beach to die.
Makes his face look terrible.
Yeah. So they have that battle. Not good. Vilgefortz goes for Ciri. Ciri finds the monolith that's inside of the tower. Mm-hmm. And she uses her crazy powers to like shatter it. Well, I guess she doesn't shatter it, but she shatters the building around.
Well, it's like talking to her, and she like reaches or like lets herself in or whatever you do with like the magic where.
Yeah. Kind of like give yourself to it. And in the past, she had also done weird things with monoliths to like cause earth to split.
Break open the ground and stuff. But I mean, and Vilgefortz is even like, don't do that.
Yeah, Vilgefortz is like, this is a bad idea. This is not going to be good.
Yeah, but then from the outside, you don't really get to know exactly what happens to her until the next episode, but you just see, like, the tower, like, falling apart, basically. So everyone thinks that Vilgefortz has her because they knew that they went in there together.
Yeah, and Jaskier and Yennefer almost think she's dead. They're like, we can't even find a body. How could you survive that? But she got teleported to a desert, and this is going to be the fastest episode recap ever. Because the whole episode is her wandering mindlessly this desert. Mm-hmm. She's parched, you know, she's hallucinating all bad things in deserts. She finds a unicorn friend that helps her, but at night she's hallucinating seeing this person who turns out to be Falca, who is like an old elvish princess that basically killed her whole family with like fire magic, like, and shit.
Responsible for, like, the Rhiannon person. Like, put her in prison and then, like, killed her kids or something.
Yeah.
But, and I think the only other information you get between that is that Tess, is that her name?
Triss,
yeah. That's who it is, right? With the orange hair?
Yeah.
Triss takes Geralt to, like, the wood elves or whatever the heck those people are.
Yeah, to try to heal him.
Yeah, because they're, like, the only ones who really would be able to. And I'm also curious about, like, the passage of time. Like, how long is Ciri in the desert? Because it seems like Geralt is with those people for, like, by the time Jaskier gets there, it's at least been days or weeks. Like, it's because Jaskier was like, oh yeah, I went to this other place and talked to the other, like, Jaskier has, like, information. Like, he's already gone somewhere and then come back. But it was also really funny when Jaskier, this might have happened later, but it's also, like, later after we get more about Ciri, but it was also really funny how Jaskier was, like, trying to get them to let him in, and he was like, I'm just gonna sit here and play a song.
Yeah, he just sings a song and they're like, okay, fine, come in, because they don't let outsiders in usually.
Yeah,
but they do. He's like, my friend's in there, I'm just gonna chill. But yeah, the whole time is Ciri hallucinating unicorn. She taps into fire magic at one point, which is, you know, not is forbidden technically. And then it ends with her kind of waking up and people find her at the edge of the desert and they're like, hey, she's that one girl, let's get her.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird though. I was about to be so mad because I thought the unicorn was gonna die. I was like, if this unicorn dies, I'm turning the show off. Yeah, so I'm glad that she let herself heal it. But then even the unicorn was like, you used fire magic, I'm out of here. Like,
yeah, you used fire magic,
like,
to heal me.
Like, you healed me, but, like, I don't like what you did. Yeah. And the unicorn just, like, takes off. And I was like, well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not good. So then we get a little bit, this is the last episode, we kind of wrap everything up. All the mages are working together to rebuild Arethusa after all this nonsense. The elf Francesca, the leader of the elves, her husband got killed, her brother got killed earlier in the season, so she has no one left.
He got, like, obliterated into blood splatter. Like, he got exploded from the inside out. I don't know what type of magic that was, but what?
It was pretty rough. And it went all over her, of course.
Yeah, which is, like, the most dramatic and scarring way to have your person die.
So Yennefer stays with the mages. They're all working to rebuild. They go to the place where all the experiments were happening with the body parts of the mages. They fix them, you know, kind of give them a proper burial. And then when they get back, you know, Tisea is, like, freaking out. She's got the white hair now. She's like, I should have seen this all coming. I can't believe we let them do this to us. So she's, like, trying very much to get everything back. And Yennefer is like, hey, you're not yourself. Focus. We need our mother.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, have a Snickers. And basically says, we need you.
And she definitely, for sure, feels like probably that it's her fault because she was dating Vilgefortz.
Yeah, absolutely. She's like, I dated a traitor this whole time. It's not good. But then, unfortunately, while they're having the ceremony to mourn the lost students, Tisea does slit her wrists and kill herself. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt like that was going to happen with, like, the letter and, like, I think Nissa was, like, surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I mean, were you paying attention to, like, what she was saying? Because I kind of assumed that was
going to happen. Yeah. So After that, Yennefer's kind of in shambles. She decides to go visit Geralt too. Geralt is not doing good.
Also, yeah, and Tisea's letter basically is like, you're in charge now.
Yeah,
basically. Like, they need you, you're it, you're the mom.
Yeah, she's like, sometimes the best thing a flower can do is die, and I'm dying, so peace.
Yeah.
So she goes to visit Geralt. Geralt is still, like, not up and moving. The elves, or what are they, wood elves or whatever?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's...
Their magic salves and stuff are not working on him. They're like, he's a mutant. Yeah, we don't know how everything's going to react. He kind of has to heal on his own. Mm-hmm. And they thought he was going to die when he first got there. They're like, he's probably not living through this. So
he's also very determined to leave with Yaskir. Like, yeah, he's like, we're going. That one lady keeps being like, you'd be dead right now. Like,
yeah. You're just like, you can't even hold a sword. What do you expect to do? And basically, Yennefer shows up. He's like, I need you to heal me. Because they can't. And so I think she's able to heal him a little bit, but he still had to do most of the recovery on his own. Mm-hmm. Okay, but hear me out. Here's my, if you take nothing else from this episode, hear me out on how they should have done this. Because when he asked her to heal him, she was like, you won't be the same afterwards. What if the crazy heels that she did turned him into Liam Hemsworth?
Well, you know what? I just, when we first started talking, I opened this tab. Sorry, I'm trying to refresh it. For some reason, it reloaded. And it says that it's really lore accurate for what happens in the books. Mm. And that's what's supposed to make the change flawless. So maybe, like, yeah, maybe that magic or whatever, because I did also read something that they allude to what happens in the episode.
Oh yeah.
And so if that line is like them alluding,
yeah,
that kind of makes sense. But that they're not going in, like, they're not going to say anything other than that, because it'll spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
If they do. But it does say that the ideas are deeply embedded in book 5.
Okay.
And that from here on out, Ciri will be the main character.
Got it.
Instead that of, makes sense. So it's still going to be called The Witcher, but Ciri is...
She's a Witcher.
True, she is.
Yeah. So that kind of takes care of them. He gets up with the Yaskir. Eventually, he's strong enough to leave, and they go searching for Ciri. You know, they do their thing. And they get this new archer girl to tag along with them.
Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere in Redania, crazy king... they end up killing him to...
And that was a scheme with Philippa.
Philippa, right? Yeah.
Philippa.
And the whole reason was he was like, hey, you guys really messed up in Arethusa. Someone's got to pay. It's either Dijkstra, the spymaster, or it's Philippa. One of you are going down. And instead of that, Philippa's like, no, neither of us are going down. King's going down. So they kill the king.
And he just got a portrait painted of himself.
That goofy-ass portrait painted of him.
Yeah.
He gets killed, and then they find his brother, and they're like, you're king now. You're our new pawn, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's how that goes. Not great.
Yeah. And then Ciri is being held like prisoner. And I don't know where they are in that, but it's a bunch of grungy guys.
Yes.
But I guess before we see her escape, don't we see someone who is supposed to be Ciri, and we don't know, because for all we know, those people took her there, and that's her. But it's really confusing, because it's like, you get blonde hair, fancy gown, and she's like walking straight down the, you know, great hall or whatever, and going up to Emir and being introduced as the princess or queen or whatever.
And he doesn't even know.
And he doesn't know it's not her, because he hasn't seen her in so long, because he was supposed to be dead.
Yeah, he saw her as a baby is the last time saw her.
And the picture he has of her is just like a painting of like what she would look like, I would assume, or something.
And even that, she was like way younger. So like, who knows?
Yeah. And so so it's one of the doubles.
So it turns out that Vilgefortz was working with Emir the whole time. So Vilgefortz is there. Half his face is all messed up from the explosion now.
Mm-hmm.
But this girl that he brought is the same one that Geralt saved. It's Taryn. She's still brainwashed into like, hey, you know, you're Ciri, so be Ciri. And the dad doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, we find out Ciri's capture is in like this bandit town, and they're like basically holding them. And Then the girl that had stolen her knife and pouch from the city that long ago is part of this little merry band. Oh,
I didn't even notice that, but you watched it closer together than me, so it probably was.
And Cheyenne even called it. Shout out to her. She's like, oh, watch now. This girl's gonna show back up because there was no explanation. Yeah,
that's how come she looked familiar.
Yep.
But basically, the guy that was also captured and her like break free right as his like friends come in to save him, and then she kills her first person. Oh, that's a big freeze.
Yep.
Big,
she kills the guy that was enslaving them.
That was a big freeze.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one.
But yeah, so then she's all like quiet and non-talkative, and they make fun of her for being mute, and this chick's like, give her a second, guys. Like, she just killed a freaking dude. Like,
she could tell it was like the first person she had killed.
Yeah.
And then she's like, what's your name? And she's like, call me Falca, which is that, you know, hallucination princess she was seeing in the desert the whole time. And that's how it ends.
Yep.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Well, and then, but don't we also see Yennefer and Geralt go separate ways too?
Yeah, but I mean, that was
before.
Yeah.
But they make Yennefer goes like, back to Eretusa. Basically. Mm-hmm. Like, she healed him. They have a plan.
She healed him. She's like, but they need me at Eretusa now that Tisea's not there. I have to go back.
And when it ended like that, and I didn't realize there were more episodes, I was so mad.
You're like, I gotta wait more for this.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. So that's kind of it. I know that was like a slammed recap, but what did you think overall compared to the other seasons? Where do you rank it?
I mean, it's so hard. I feel like the first season was a lot because of the timeline. Like, I feel like almost the entire time I watched it, I had to have like a timeline up just so I could be like, hey, this is happening 15 years ago. This is present. Like, the timeline's converging now. But like, and then for some reason, I feel like I didn't remember that much of season two.
Kind of blends together a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was good. I kind of liked it. Like, some parts I think took a little could have been maybe a little bit shorter, but like, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I think they could have accomplished that freaking desert episode way faster.
But also, I guess that kind of like makes it more realistic for how long it was if it's a full episode.
But I agree. I thought it was good. I saw a lot of reviews saying it was like people were not liking it, but I still thought it was decent. And apparently season three was like one of the most faithful to the actual books. So that's pretty cool.
Now we've got to wait like 2 years. Maybe I'll just read the books.
There you go. You can learn. You can play the games.
I forget I have a Kindle. I have the game.
You probably have three, right? Oh, no. You bought the weird one for the computer, didn't you?
No, I bought the PlayStation 3 one. Four. PlayStation
one. So, yeah, that's the third one.
Yeah. I just haven't, I don't know, like, I haven't felt like watching TV shows or playing games lately. Like, I just, like, I don't know. Like, I keep trying to, like, find stuff to watch, and I just, like, I just don't feel like paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get it.
I feel like both those things kind of come and go in spurts for me. So, I found this notebook, right? And you know what I realized we don't do anymore?
Oh, the quizzes?
Yep. So, you know what I did?
Oh, God, you made a quiz?
Yep, I made a quiz. And it kind of covers not just this season. It's kind of just like Witcher in general.
Okay.
And some of them we did not talk about today. Mm. So it's just some of them I came up with the question and then I had to look the answer up.
Oh, God. That's not going to be good for me.
But it's okay. You're better at things like this than I am usually. Okay.
Quiz.
First one I think is easy.
Okay.
What year did the first season of The Witcher premiere?
Oh. Was it 2020?
No. It was 2019 and it was December, so
very close to 2020. I probably didn't watch it until 2020. Yes,
I don't think I watched it until 2020.
Okay.
And I might have even watched it at your house.
Yeah, I think you did.
I started it there or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the name of the island Eretusa is on?
Oh, Thaned.
Mm-hmm. See, look, I knew you'd get some. Okay. This one I think is maybe easy. Why does Yaskier sing Burn Witcher Burn in season two?
Wasn't he feeling, he felt like super betrayed by him. I don't remember the exact reason. But basically he felt like they had a major falling out
Yeah, basically Geralt blames him for everything wrong in his life.
Oh yeah, I guess I kind of do remember that rant. He's like, stop following me.
Everything that happens to me is your fault.
That's just what you want to hear. But then they get back together and friends.
Yeah, they have a bromance.
Yeah.
All right. I think this one's also easy. What law gifts Ciri to Geralt?
The law of surprise.
Hell yeah. I wish I had a law of surprise.
You can make one.
True. What is Ciri's full name?
Oh, God. Well, it's Cirilla. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're looking for? You're looking for all of it.
All four names.
Oh, there's no way.
Think
there's no
Chuck
way.
Bob.
There's no shot I can do them all.
Okay.
It's Princess Cirilla of Sintra.
It's Cirilla, Fiona, Ellen, Rhiannon.
Yeah, there was no way. I was kidding.
Yeah. That. Does she not have a last name?
I don't know.
I guess you probably didn't necessarily, huh?
Yeah, probably not.
Yep.
Look at that.
So you got like a 60% or something.
Round up to an F.
A D minus.
Heck yeah. Still wow. Pass.
I think that was a little bit longer of an episode.
It was for sure. And it is hot as hell in here.
Whew. I'm probably going to try to edit it tomorrow and then I'll do the reels when I get back. But
nice.
Do you want to plug anything?
I don't got nothing to plug. No one does anything on our Twitter anyway, so it's like a black hole.
It's nice. Not called Twitter anymore. It's called X.
Whatever.
And I kind of forgot about the Threads account.
I mean, I've posted. I obviously didn't post very well the wedding week, but I've posted a couple since I've been back. We ain't getting nothing. So I mean,
yeah, it's hit or miss on TikTok or Instagram, but
yeah,
I think we've. I mean, we don't average that many downloads, but. We have been averaging like 30 downloads every week, even though episodes only come out every 2 weeks instead of the like 12 that we were averaging before. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe one day this will be a fruitful endeavor and not a waste of time.
Maybe.
Yeah. I was going to try to put some stuff together and like pitch it to podcast networks because like, why not? But we don't have a following, so probably wouldn't do anything. But then I was like, I don't really feel like doing that. So I didn't.
What we need to do is we need to find the next. It's not podcast. What's the next big thing? It's like
know.
The next weird thing that's going to happen is what we need to get on the ground floor of.
TikTok.
But yeah, I guess I got nothing else to plug. You can go check out the Twitter. Give us a like. Make me feel like someone looked at something.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Our Goku arrived at its destination.
Nice.
So if you're still listening. Heck yeah. Maybe we'll do another one at some point and get more than four entries. Also, like, Ian was like, oh, I would have entered, but like, I didn't want to blah, blah, blah. If you're our friend, just leave us a review. Jesus Christ. What the hell?
Just do.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So you can follow us on our socials at 5MMPOD, download our episodes. Leave us a rating and review. Send us an email to 5fibemoreminutespod@gmail.com. Share it with your friends and family, your friends who are your family, and your family who's more like friends and family.
Yeah. Until next time, we're clocking out.
Hell yeah. Bye.
See you later.